Hey, this is Dan from the Comic Book Pit with another Audio Boo. This is Audio Boo number 22, Batman Year One, the animated movie. So the Batman Year One animated movie was announced this past summer, and I saw the clip of it, you know, that was first released, and I was both excited and filled with a little bit of trepidation because, for me, Batman Year One is one of those kind of holy, untouchable stories that really shouldn't be messed with. And I thought, you know, that maybe an animated feature may not be the best way to go, considering that it was a pretty dark and crime-driven story. And again, for me personally, Batman Year One was just a seminal piece of comic book literature that I read at a fairly young age. I was in high school. I remember I was allowed to go to the bookstore and buy a bunch of books, and I just had gotten into comic books at that time, and I found the Batman Year One trade paperback, and I that was one of my picks, and I had never heard of it before, never saw any of it, had really no idea what the story was about. But just from reading the description of it, I could just tell that it was something I wanted to read. And I remember going home and laying in bed and just devouring it in one night. And I think I reread it the next day. That's just how much I enjoyed that book. And to this day, I still read it. I would say there are about a half a dozen trade paperbacks or collections that I will reread maybe about once a year, just because they're my favorites, and Batman Year One is one of those. So, you know, getting back to the animated movie, I was a little nervous because, again, it was one of those, kind of, for me, one of those untouchable properties or stories. But then I remembered that I thought the same thing about All-Star Superman, the Grant Morrison and Frank Quietly, you know, story that was turned into an animated feature, and I really enjoyed that. So I thought, well, I can at least give Batman Year One the benefit of the doubt. So I purchased it. It was available for digital download on Tuesday, October 11th. The actual physical copy, the DVD, Blu-ray, and digital copy will come together in a package, and that will be released on Tuesday, October 18th. So I couldn't wait. So I plunked down my dollars and went onto iTunes and downloaded it. And I can say that I truly enjoyed it. It was a really good adaptation of Year One. It really didn't leave anything out, which I was kind of surprised because when I first saw the time count, it was a little over 100 minutes. So, you know, that's about approximately an hour and a half. And I thought, well, you know, is that really enough time to tell this story? And they fit it all in. Nothing felt, you know, like, you know, any part of the story got gypped. The animation was really excellent. The voice casting was second to none. Bryan Cranston as Lieutenant Jim Gordon was inspired. Eliza Dushku as Selina Kyle / Catwoman was really good. Katie Sackhoff as Lieutenant Sarah Essen was good for the limited amount that she had to do. I would say the only weak point would actually be the actor who voiced Batman / Bruce Wayne, and that would be Ben McKenzie. I believe he was an actor that was on One Tree Hill, and he's like one of the stars of the show Southland. His performance just came off kind of robotic and kind of stilted. So that was not my favorite part of the movie. But that being said, Batman Year One was an excellent animated feature. DC really seems to have a good grip on their animated features, that they've all been pretty good so far. So I would recommend this to anyone who's a Batman fan or a Year One fan. So that's all I have for this Audio Boo. This is Dan from Comic Book Pit, and we'll see you next time.